This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamabam. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Masechta Nedarim. The Gemara brought a machlekes. What's the reason why you could charge money for teaching Mikra? And as a result of that, the Mishnah says, if you're Aser Bahana, you can't have someone teach you Mikra. Is it because babysitting costs? That's Rav's opinion. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you're getting paid for teaching Trap. You're getting paid for teaching Trap. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, Trap is not Da'iraisa, as opposed to Rav is of the opinion that no, Pisik Ta'amim Da'iraisa, and therefore you can't charge for that. You can only charge for babysitting. The Ran said that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Pisuk Ta'amim Lav Da'iraisa, it's not Bechlal Chukim Umishpatim. According to Rav, Pisuk Ta'amim Da'iraisa, you can't charge for that. The Ran says we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Rabbi Yochanan Halacha K'Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore that means we paskin Pisuk Ta'amim Lav Da'iraisa. The Gemara had a question, though. The Gemara says that we had a brisa that you're now to teach children for the first time on Shabbos, but you could review with them. So if it's Pisuk Ta'amim, I understand why you can't learn with them for the first time, because you're doing a marketable activity that could earn a salary, but you could review with them, because review is not really the ikar avoida of teaching the trap. However, if it's babysitting, if it's schar shimur, why you can't teach them for the first time, but you could review with them? Either way, you're doing a marketable service. The Gemara says, okay, and if you're getting paid for teaching the trap, why would it be also the first time? It's havla. It's being subsumed in other work. Namely, the Tanya, Hasoiches Apoyal, if you hire a worker, Lishmar Satinoik, to guard a child, and if you need to guard a child to be metabel with the Paraduma, or Lishmar Hazraim to guard, Lishmar es hapara, to guard the actual paraduma, Lishmar es hazram, to guard the grain of the oimer, ein noisin loy schar Shabbos, you do not pay the, you cannot pay the guard for his work on Shabbos. You can't pay the guard for his work on Shabbos. What's the reason you can't pay him? It's talking about he gets paid by the day. Therefore, since you can't pay him, lefikachim avdu. Therefore, if it's lost, meaning if something happens, einoy chayev achriyusan, you're not chayev for if it got lost or anything happened to it. So he's like a shomer chinam. If he's a shomer chinam, so he's pater on aveda. But v'im haya sachir, v'im haya schir Shabbos, if he's hired out for the week, Schir Chodesh, hired out for the month, Schir Shana, hired out for the year, Schir Shavua, hired out for the Shemitah, Noisin Lay Schar Shabbos, you could pay him on Shabbos, Lefikachim Avdu Chai Bachrusan. Therefore, if it's lost, you are, he is Chayev if something happens to what he was guarding. Why? Because he's a Shomer Sachar. He's a Shomer Sachar. So what's the reason? Because since you're paying him Behavlah, so he's allowed to take schar on Shabbos. So even if the reason why you're paying a teacher of children is because of schar pisuk ta'amim, well, you should be allowed to do it the first time on Shabbos if you're paying him b'havla. Look in the Ran. The Ran says, Lefikach im avdu ena chai b'achor yusai im nevdu b'shabbos kivan d'loy shakal agra b'shabbos. So since he's not getting paid on Shabbos, havalei shamer chinam, he's a shamer chinam. But v'im haya sachir Shabbos, namely shvua achas, 1 week, sachir shavua, shmita achas, 1 shmita, noisein lois char Shabbos, you could pay him for Shabbos. Kivan shoy hiskiru b'feirosh, since you're not mentioning paying for Shabbos explicitly, elashiv liya b'chlal shariyam, you're incorporating in the other days. Lefikach, therefore, kivan dehaver shomer sachar, since he's a shomer sachar, im avdu b'Shabbos, chayev b'achriyusan. If it's lost on Shabbos, you're chayev b'achrayus. Fine. So, therefore, we can't, it's not better to say that you get paid for schar pisuk ta'amim, and that's why you can't teach it the first time, but you could teach it after, because you should be able to teach it even the first time, because he gets paid b'havla. Says Gemara, l'gabe Shabbos haynu taima de'in karin b'tchila. This is the reason why you can't teach the children kriya for the first time. Mishum de'yifnu avasoin de'yanuki l'mitzvasa de'shabasa. So that the fathers of the children can turn to the mitzvahs of Shabbos. If the halacha is that the children learn for the first time on Shabbos, all the children are going to be in the yeshiva, they're all going to be in shir, and part of Oynik Shabbos is being together with your children. The Oynik Shabbos is not, oh, good, the meal's over, now you guys could go to groups. No, the Oynik Shabbos is being with the children. Can you imagine such a thing? That it's Oynik Shabbos to be with the children, not to be away from the children. So we don't want the children learning on Shabbos so that the fathers could be with the children and have Oynik Shabbos. Says the Ran, Diyifnu avuain diyinukal mitzvah sa Shabbos sha'avois hatinoikis poinen, they could turn the mitzvah Shabbos, umishtashein imatinoikis, they could delight with the children. You sing with them, you say divrei Torah. V'im yikru atinoikos l'charchilo yachushu liv tulam. If, so you'll say, well, even if the children are learning, the father will go over and tell the kids, okay, it's time to come home now to for Oynik Shabbos. No, the father won't want to interrupt the children's learning. So therefore, we don't want anything to hinder the father from getting together with the children. That's the reason why you can't learn something in the first place. It's not because of Schar Shabbos. It's because of Oynik Shabbos. V'iboy same, another reason is Mishum de'b'shabata Ochlin v'shasin. On Shabbos you eat and drink. V'yokar alehen alma. And life becomes heavy. What does that mean? You become lazy. T'damar Shmuel, Shinoi v'ses t'chilas choyli me'ayim. Changing your eating habits is the beginning of intestinal distress. So therefore, we don't have the children learn for the first time on Shabbos because people are sluggish on Shabbos because of the extra eating. Says the Ran, V'yokar alehin alma, al hatinoikos, on the children, shemitoch she'ochlios v'mash shedarken lecha, because they eat more than they usually eat. B'choyel, since they eat more than they eat during the week, evareim kevedin aleim, their limbs are heavy. Ve'in yichem lomaid betchila, they can't learn for the something for the first time. Shetzarch in meruba, learning something for the first time needs extra analysis. Frak de gemara ulaman de amar schar pisuk ta'amim, my time ala amar schar shimor. According to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, Schar Pisuk Ta'amim, why doesn't he say that you can't teach on Shabbos because of Schar Shimor? Says the Gemara, Kasavar Banois Mi Kabayin Shimor. He holds daughters. Do they need Shimor? The Mishnah implies let's see the Ran. The Ran has a different girsa here. The Ran's girsa is, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say like Rav? Why did the Bad Omer Schar Pisuk Ta'amim say Schar Shimor? So the Ran's girsa is, Gado mi boy Shimor, Does an adult need shimur? B'tmiya. Kachi ha-gersa b'miksas neschais. V'asi shaper. It's a good gersa. D'hachi kamar. Stama d'masnis and d'ktani v'layam denu mikra. When the Mishnah says unqualified, don't teach chumash, begadolhi. It's even to teach an adult chumash. Why? Midiktani seif avo malamein es banav. It says in the seif, but you could teach his children. Demai, demashaninon leel. I, the Gemara says, no, chisuri mechsara. It means that really we're talking about a katan and the chisuri mechsara. And if it's a gadol and it has a kid, you could teach the kid. That's how the Gemara defended the Mishnah. But the Mishnah that said, don't teach, implies even a gadol. Stam, the Mishnah is talking about a gadol. I, the Gemara, far inferred it. The Gemara gave an approach, but it's a very doichik approach. Elavadai begadol metukma. We're talking about a gadol. A gadol mi bai shimar. If, presumably, the Mishnah is talking about a gadol, you don't need to guard a gadol. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan didn't want to say, like Rav, that the reason why... Right, we have a machlokes. What's the reason you're now to teach a katan? I'm sorry, what's the reason you're now to teach mikra to somebody who is asur bahana? Right, we had a machlokes. What's the reason the machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is what benefit are you saving by teaching mikra that therefore if someone is asur bahana you can't teach them mikra. So Rav said you're saving the schar shimur. The problem is the Mishnah implies you know how to teach even a katan. I'm sorry, you know how to teach a gadol, and a gadol schar shimur is not relevant to that. V'ika naschi, there are nuschois, which is our nusach. The garsi banois mi bai shimur. Do girls need shimur? How do we explain that, gersa? V'hachi parach. This is the question. Vaday kol hecha de tana tana hamudar haname chaver bein ish ishal masha. The Mishnah, presumably, that talks about somebody who made a neder not to give hana to someone, is whether to a man or a woman. And therefore, the Mishnah says, don't teach mikra. Because you're saving money. You're saving them money. But question. Girls don't need to be guarded. Boys cause damage. Girls don't cause damage. Yeah, there's a big shaila. What's easier? Boys or girls? Yeah, that's a very big question. Who's it easier to parent? Boys or girls? Yeah? I'll tell you off camera. Is it easy to parent boys or girls? There's an official answer to this. I see everyone's afraid to say anything. Don't be afraid. So the Ran says girls don't need to be watched. V'hechi pasik v'tana lo yilam denu mikra. How could it just say you can't teach chumash? Nehidim mukmes la b'katan. Okay, granted, we're talking about a katan. Banim ketanim deboy shimar. Little boys need to be watched. Avo banois, but girls, afilu ktanis, even little ones, loy boy shimar. Shein darkan latzis l'chutz. Girls, they don't even leave the house. You don't have to worry about them. As they say, boy, have times changed. But that's the man de Amar that holds that it's because of schar shimur. That can't be. Rabbi Yochanan holds that can't be because girls don't need shimur. Ulaman de Amar schar shimur. My time Amar schar pisuk ta'amim. Why didn't he say that you can't teach because you're getting paid for the trap? No. Rav holds kasavra pisik ta'amim dairaisa. Rav holds that trup is dairaisa. The breakdown of the psukim is dairaisa. Says the Ran, kasavra pisik ta'am dairaisa. Va'asr litol alimudam schar. You know how to take schar for teaching at the kivendim dairaisa. Ninu, have a lay kechukim umishpatim. And now we're going to see an amazing sugya about darshaning a pasuk in Ezra, I believe. It's actually Nehemiah, but the Gemara in Bava Basra calls it Ezra. The source for perhaps trap in the Torah. Laman da Amar, okay, says the Gemara, the Amar of Ika bar Avin, Amar of Hananel, Amar Rav. Maidich said, what does the following pasuk mean? Vayikru b'sefer Torah ho'elokim. They read in the book of the Torah of God, Mefurash, explained, v'sam sechel, applying analysis, v'yavinu b'mikra, understanding the psukim. Vayikru b'sefer Torah ho'elokim, zemikra. The psukim. Mefurash, zeh targum. Mefurash is the targum. V'sam sechel, right, because the targum explains the psukim. Targum is not a translation, it's a commentary. V'sum seichel elu ha-psukim. Applying wisdom is the breakdown of the psukim. V'yavinu b'mikra, understanding the reading, zeh pisuk ta'amim. That's the breakdown of the trup. How to group the words. Yeah? How to group the words. V'amrila, and some say elu ha-mesayrais. It's not the syntax of the wording. It's the tradition of how the words are spelled. Malay, chaser, krik, siv. Says Aran, kasavra pisuk tam daraisa v'asolita alimudam schar. Oh, we did that one. Mefurash is a targum de mefarish leilakra. V'sum sechel elo hapsukim. Nekudais. Hamafsikois bein pasuk lepasuk. The dots that separate between a pasuk and another, right? We put a colon for whatever reason. V'kari luhu sum seichel shal yideim adam mevin amikra. Through the breakdown of the psukim, a person understands the psukim. Kefi tnuas hata'amim, according to the tnuas of the trup, kedam per kam de chagiga, nafgamina lepsuke tami. I'm not sure if the Ran has the same gersa as us, because our gersa is sum seichel is the psukim, v'yavino b'mikra is the trap. The Ran learns somehow that sum seichel is the psukim and the trap. Hamesoras mashenimser b'mesora. Amar Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak said. Rav Yitzchak said something amazing. What did Rav Yitzchak say? Mikra soifrim, the reading of the soifrim. What does that mean, mikra soifrim? The way to read psukim, the way the rishonim, who are called soifrim, gave it over. The reading of the soifrim. What does that mean? The way we're menakeid words, the itur soifrim, and the extra words that are written for style, but really are extra. As we know, the Torah is written in a very stingy way. And sometimes, though, there are extra words written for style. Ukriyan v'loik sivan, the words that are read and not written. There are literally words that are read and not written. Uksivan v'loik karyan, words that are written and not read. Halacham l'moshe misinai. So we have to determine these various categories. Mikra soifrim, itur soifrim, kri v'loik siv, ksiv v'loik kri, halach l'moshe misinai. So let's see the Ran. Amar of Yitzchak, mikra soifrim, hakriya shemasalana rishonim shenikra soifrim, the way to read the psukim, the way the rishonim gave it over. The itur soifrim, Tevois yiseirois, extra words, shenichtavu, that were written, liyafois halashon, to beautify the lashon. Vinikrois itur, they're called a crown, lefi shehen ma'atrin as halashon. Kriyan v'loik sivan, tevois hanikrois v'lenichtavis, words are read and not written. Ksivan v'loik karyan, shenichtavis v'lenichrois, they're written and not read. Halocha Moshe misinai, kach kibel Moshe b'sinai, umasar li Yisrael. So now let's identify these various categories. Mikra Soifrim, the reading that the Soifrim gave over. What are examples of that? Eretz, the Bach says, Oretz. Shamayim, Mitzrayim. Right? Sometimes it's Eretz, sometimes it's Oretz. That's Halach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. Now the next, it could be Shamayim, Mitzrayim, or Shamayim, Mitzrayim. But moreover, it could be, how do we know it's Shamayim and not Shamim? You know, how do you know it's the Chiruk is pronounced Shamayim, not Shamim? It's Halach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. Says the Ran, Mikra Soifim Eretz Eretz Shekshesh by Asnachda. When if the word is by an asnachta or a soif pasuk, or if there's only one zakef katan in the pasuk, it becomes shamayim or aretz. Shamayim mitzrayim shafal pi she'im b'hem aleph. You know, there's no aleph there. It's not spelled shin mem aleph yud mem. Nikram kilo hoysabem. It's read as if there is an aleph. What's itur soifrim? Achar ta'aviru, after you will pass over. Achar telech, after you will go. Let's say, Vayomer achi v'ima, teisha v'nari ton yomo yisar, achar telech. Why not just v'telech? Or Vayomer Hashem ha'moshav, v'via yarek yarek v'nahal, yizgim shal zim shal zim, v'chazam achana, v'achar te'yosef. Why not v'te'yosef? Or kidmu sharim, the singers advanced, achar noignim. Then the musicians. These words, achar, are just there for stylistic purposes, but they're not there really for understanding, because we could have read the understood the psukim even if it didn't say achar. Tzidkascha keharare el mishpatecha tahaim rabba. Why does it have to say Tzidkascha, your righteousness, ki hararei el, like the awesome mountains? Why does it have to say that? Just say Tzidkascha, your righteousness, hararei el, mighty mountains. Why like the? It just sounds better, because since it then says Mishpatecha Tehoim Rabba, not Mishpatecha Ki Tehoim Rabba, it gives the pasuk a little bit more flavor. Instead, otherwise it's monotonous. Tzidkascha Harei El, Mishpatecha Tehoim Rabba. So by saying Ki Harei, so then it gives it a little bit of diversity. Says the Holy Ran, Iter Soifrim, Achar Ta'aviru, Achar Telchu, Achar Te'yosef, Kidmu Sharim Achar Noignim, Kalhani, all of these, Achar Mutarnhein, all these Achars are extra, V'inan Ela L'Tiferas HaLashon, it only glorifies the language. Tahavalei L'Michtav, Sa'adu L'Bchem, V'Ta'aviru, Tisager Shivas Yamim, V'Te'yosef, Kidmu Sharim Noignim, the singers proceeded. The musicians, why does it have to say Achar Noignim, after the musicians? Obviously after the musicians. Ela shenichtavu l'tiferes halashen, it makes the language more elegant. Tzidkascha k'harei el, havelei l'mechtav tzidkascha harei el, k'dechsiv mishpatecha toim rabba. Laimar sheharim haramim, to say the high mountains, k'laimar hamalachim tzrichen l'tzidkas Hashem. Meaning tzidkascha, your righteousness, Harael, the heavenly angels need it. Ela shekasav ki Harael l'tiferes halashon. Now we're going to do kri v'lo ksiv. Many are not aware that one of the hardest megillos to lane from a klaf is Rus. Because there are many words that are kri v'loy ksiv. Words we read it and it doesn't even say it. You know that? There are words in Megillas Rus the Baal Koreh reads even though they're not written. It's an amazing phenomenon. We don't have it as much in Chumash. You have it in Rus. But here are the following are kri v'loy ksiv. They are a pasuk in Shmuel. Peras. It says, "Vayach David es Hadad Ezer ben Rochev Mel Tzav Belechto Lahashav Yadoi ben Nahar." So we read Peras. The Peras of the pasuk de Belechtoi, Ish de Kasher Yishal Ish Bedvar Elokim. Like the pasuk says, "Va'atzas Achi Toifel Asher Yatz Yomahim Kasher Yishal." We read Ish Bedvar HaLekim. Or Ba'im of Nivnisa. What does it say? Hine Yomim Ba'im Ne'um Hashem V'Nivnisa. La Depleta. That's a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Hashmiu El Bavel Rabim Kol Dorche Keshas Chanu Ala Sav Aliyeh La Pleta. S to Hu God Hu God. The pasuk says, "Vayahem boyaz, vayomer la, hu get hu gali, koyol asher osis es chamoisech." We add the word "es." Eli, we add the word "Eli" to the goyren. That time, what does that mean? Eli to the Goyren. That is in Megillas Rus. Let's see. Parak Gimel Pasuk Hey and Vav. Vatoimer Ela Kolasher Toimri Eli Ese Vatoimer Shizer Mel Nasan Liki Amar Eli Al Tavi Rekam Al Chamoisich. I'm not sure what the Goyren is doing. What does it say? What's the Eli of the Goyren? Eli of the Goyren, Eli of the Sa'irim. Vatered ha-Goyren, vatas kosher tzivata chamoisech. So Eli de Hugad Hugad. Let's see if we could find this. Then Vatoimer Eli Kosher Toimer Eli Ese. I get the Bach doesn't bring down the Goyren part. That's what it is. He doesn't bring down the next pasuk. And Eli the Hasoirim of Vatoimer Sheish Hasar Ma'ila Nasan Liki Amar. We add the word Eli. Halin Kriyan V'loik Sivan. The above were read and not written. Uksivan V'loik Karyan. The ones that are written and not read, na de yislach. The please in the pasuk that has yislach in it from Malachim. Let's see the Ran. Kriyan v'leik sivan pras de belechtoi b'shmuel. Who? Lahashiv yadiv in har pras, pras kri v'leik siv. Ish Kasher Yishal. Bishmol Nami Hu Gabi Achi Toifel. Kasher Yishal Ish Bedvar Holehim Ish Kari V'loik Siv. The Ish is read and not written. Boim Divin Nivnasa Biyirmiyahu. Hine Yamim Boim No Mashem V'Nivnasa Ir. Boim Kri V'loik Siv. La De Pleita is the end of Yirmiyah. B'Nevuas Bavel. Yihila La Pleita La Kri V'loik Siv. Es Dehugeid Hugad. In Rus, Barus, Vayan, Boyez, Vayamala, Hugad, Hugad, li kalasharasis es chamasech hai es kari v'loiksev. S is written and not S is read and not written. Miu besfarm shalanu kri uksev. In our versions, it is written. The after mesora, even in the mesora, loimidkar lebahanach dekarm loiksivan. In the official list of the mesora, that's printed in some svarim. This is not on the list. This is not an example of kri v'loiksev because it is ksev. Elai dehagorin brus namihu v'atomer le es kol asher tomer elai e'esev v'aposuk she'acharav. Vatirat Hagoran Vatas Khashivata Khamesa Vikari Lay Eli Dahagoran. We read that word Eli. Afagav Dahukra Leka Hagoran. I so Ran is bothered by what we asked. Goran is not actually in that pasuk, it's in the next pasuk. Kim the Samachla but Pasuk the Akharav. Eli Dahasaurim Burus Namihu Vatamar Shesh Hasaurim Ela Nasan Li Ki Amar Eli Eli Kriv like Siv. And what's Ksiv like Kri? Ksivan Vlaikari and not the Yisach b'Malachim b'Hishtachavisi beis Rimon. When I will bow down in the house of Rimon, Yisach na Hashem li Avdecha k'siv na v'loy mikri. We'll see that more next week of the k'siv v'loy kri. Next week, the schedule is a little bit fluid right now. Sunday is Shiva Asar b'Tamos. I might be away at the end of the week, but we have to figure out how to do Lamed Ches. And Bez Hashem, we will. Okay? Baruch Vatzalach, everyone. Have a great night. Thank you very much. Kol Tov. Kol Tov.
Recording stopped.
Kol Tov. Thank you. Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.